Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Monday, we'll see increasing clouds at 57. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, cloudy with a low near 44. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high of 57. Tuesday night, chance of rain and snow, low near 20. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Currently, it's 24.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Fire officials say an Arizona man was killed in an apartment fire in Hutchinson over the weekend. The city's fire department said in a news release that firefighters found 44-year-old Jason Conrad of Tucson dead inside the apartment shortly after the fire early Saturday morning. He was alone at the time. The possible cause of the fire hasn't yet been released. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts facing a daunting task as drafting begins on the 2018 Farm Bill amid challenges confronting farmers in the President Trump era. He and U.S. Representative Roger Marshall were in Kansas last week for the first field hearing of the Senate Agriculture Committee and meetings with constituents about worries over the farm economy. The last farm bill was written when commodity prices were high. They're now at a 60-year low, farm credit is tightening, and the trade outlook is uncertain under the Trump administration. Mid-America Network News.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are, for that matter. So what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet. I'll fall down. I'll fake a heart attack. And then you guys act shocked and concerned and stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to get here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Authorities in Cowley County have identified a man found dead in a rural farm pond on Thursday of last week as 32-year-old Carl Hartung. Hartung was reported to have last been seen back on the 18th of January. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office says an autopsy shows Hartung died from drowning. KWCH-TV reports the Sheriff's Office says there's no indication of foul play, but the investigation will continue. Retired longtime Jefferson County Sheriff Roy Dunaway passed away last Friday. The 74-year-old Dunaway spent 25 years as Jefferson County Sheriff before retiring in 08. He'd been a defendant in a federal lawsuit by Floyd Bledsoe. Bledsoe, who spent more than 15 years in prison for the 1999 death of Zeta Arfman, had his conviction overturned. The former sheriff oversaw that investigation and, through his attorney, denied any wrongdoing. Barnett Family Funeral Homes of Oskaloosa is in charge of Dunaway's arrangements. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Tuesday agreed to a request from the county sheriff to house up to 6 inmates from Saline County. Saline County is at capacity, and they're interested in housing some at Washington and were prompted to seek another jail facility close by. Dan Hargrave advised Marshall County averages 15 prisoners, can accommodate up to 30, with 12 being held currently. The Saline County inmates would be those serving mid-level sentences, perhaps up to a year. County tax sales and specifics were discussed with the county attorney and county treasurer. Specifically, details as to how to proceed with properties not sold on previous occasion were addressed. Commissioners were advised the county has control of those and can solicit buyers, including adjacent property owners. A list of 9 that had several years delinquent taxes and were not on last year's sale will be published for sealed bid due by March 20th. Concerns facing ag producers were front and center stage Thursday afternoon in Manhattan, as U.S. Senators Pat Roberts was joined by Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, who hosted a hearing in preparation for creating a farm bill that the pair hope to get passed this year. The need for continued crop insurance support, expanding international trade opportunities, and undue regulations in farm bill legislation were primary topics raised. Reductions in available credit, low commodity prices, and increasing costs of production were also presented by a number of farmers and producers, as well as ag bankers and input providers who provided testimony. Pat Roberts encouraged those with additional concerns submit input online at ag.senate.gov. Issues facing Kansas legislators were discussed last Saturday in Marysville as State Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Clay Oren addressed around 60 people attending the annual legislative forum. The budget deficit and taxes had both expressed concern with the resulting decline in revenue from the governor's elimination of a small business tax and a reduction in individual rates, but they also had reservations with specifics and mechanics of a bill to restore the taxes and add an additional tax bracket. School funding and a potential delay in payments to the Keeper's retirement system came up, along with teacher due process and a handful of other issues. The two encouraged listing a name and address at the top of letters or emails so that constituent communications would take priority over special interest group or outside mass communication efforts. Bernice P. Tegetoff, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Bernice Tegetoff. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, a muffin, carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and cinnamon apples. Check of a school and community calendar. High school sub-state basketball games tip off tonight. Marysville girls at Horton, 7 o'clock, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. KNDY News time is 7:12.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
There's an inventory clearance sale at the Porch Swing. It's 20 to 70% off store-wide. That's home decor, large and small, bath and body products, jewelry, pantry and kitchen items, clothing, accessories, purses, scarves. Whew! Stop in now for big savings. That's 20 to 70% off at the Porch Swing, that cute little shop with the blue awning in downtown Marysville. Some exclusions apply.
Annual meeting of Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric Cooperative will be Tuesday, February 28th at the Axta Legion Building. Registration at 10:30, lunch serves at 11:30, meeting begins at 12:45. Patrons of Nemahal Marshall Rural Electric reminded of the annual meeting Tuesday in Axtell at the American Legion.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, not a whole lot going on as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, but we do have a low that's going to push through, which is going to bring us just a slight chance for some rain showers tomorrow afternoon and a little bit of some rain and snow on Tuesday. Looks like we'll see temperatures in the upper 50s today and into tomorrow, and then pretty mild temperatures all the way through the week. So looking at the forecast, as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, increasing clouds in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, cloudy, low of 44. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Tuesday, we'll see cloudy skies, a slight chance for some rain showers with a high near 57. Tuesday night, rain and snow with a low near 30. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 49. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low near 27. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late February 49, record high on this date was 79 in 1896. The average low 27, the record low 4 below 0 in 1934. Sunset this evening at 6:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:56. 23 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are light and variable. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Russell Westbrook does it again. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Russell Westbrook continued his monster season with, of course, a triple-double.
Cantor screens for Adams, who screens for Westbrook. Passing down the lane, he throws down! Oh, ferocious! Right hand, sledgehammer, slam, and he fouls out Cousins with one fell swoop!
On WWLS, Westbrook scores 41 points as well as 11 rebounds and 11 assists. The Thunder beat the new-look Pelicans 118-110. Switching to NASCAR, a wild race at Daytona.
Kurt Busch leads the Daytona 500. He's never won before at Daytona. Daytona, a former series champion, he will fix that today, winning the 59th edition of the Great American Race.
On the Motor Racing Network, Kyle Busch wins the crash-filled Daytona 500 for the first time in his career on the final lap. At the Oscars, OJ Made in America from our partners at ESPN won their first Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. The film is part of ESPN's 30 for 30 series. Switching back to the NBA, Blake Griffin comes up big for Lob City.
Here's Redick on the right wing, bounces inside to Griffin. Oh! All alone, and he sledgehammers it home with a right hand. 38 for Blake Griffin.
On KLAC, Blake Griffin would finish with 43 points and 10 rebounds as the Clippers knock off the Hornets 124-121. In college basketball, a special moment for Michigan State senior Aaron Harris when he checked into the game with 11 seconds left.
Aaron Harris, there was a nice token gesture for Michigan State. Harris kind of walked onto the floor and then walked off, and this will allow Aaron Harris to continue a Michigan State tradition here as Harris will wave to the crowd. And they generally like to kiss the Spartan emblem there at the center circle, and Harris will get that opportunity to do that.
The call from CBS. Aaron Harris had a season-ending knee injury last week against Michigan, and Coach Izzo and the Spartans wanted to honor tradition for their senior. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Marysville wrestlers finished third in the Class 1-2-3A state wrestling tournament in Hayes. Norton Community High School wins their fifth straight title with 126 points. Hoisington is runner-up with 113. Marysville finishes third with 97.5 points. Jacob Minsmeyer is champion at 170 pounds. Decision over Wagner of Riley County, 9-4 in the championship. Jacob Stryker of Marysville, runner-up at 182. Lost a 5-3 decision in overtime to Siebold of Cimarron. Joey Bakken and Nick Ackerman of Marysville finished fourth. Bakken at 113 pounds, pinned by Kuhn of Walkeny. Ackerman at 195, lost a 3-1 decision to Coombs of Phillipsburg. Jacob Snellings of Marysville finishes sixth, dropping a 5-0 decision to Lynn of Cimarron. A record 10 Marysville wrestlers went to the state tournament. 5 place in the top 6. Marysville finishes third behind Norton and Hoisington in team competition. Monday tip-offs in sub-state basketball. Marysville girls at Horton at 7 p.m. live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. streaming on our website and our mobile app. Valley Heights at Bennington, a tip-off at 6 in boys action. And Washington County at Solomon, a tip-off at 7 in boys action. Byes in the first round Monday, Axtell, Hanover, Lynn, Frankfort, and Centralia girls. Marysville girls basketball, tip-off at 7 from Horton, live Monday on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks meet Oklahoma in a big Monday tip-off, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip on FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, during the Farm Bill hearing last week in Kansas, Senator Pat Roberts says Sonny Perdue is just waiting. As he says, his committee has not received the required paperwork from the White House to yet schedule a confirmation hearing for Perdue. Insiders within USDA hinting that a confirmation hearing and vote likely early to mid-March. Perdue, of course, the final cabinet selection for President Trump, and Trump announcing the selection the day before being sworn into office. Roberts appears eager to perform the wrap-up confirmation process so the committee can focus on other confirmation hearings of lesser USDA posts and get on to the Farm Bill discussion. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said this could be the best of times, possibly the worst of times, who spoke at last week's USDA Ag Outlook Forum. He said there are some early indications it could be the worst. His remarks were addressing what he called the elephant in the room, that being President Trump. He expressed concern about trade and immigration, specifically aggression action and deportation. Duval said this could cost $60 billion in agriculture production, and he called for a workable guest worker program run by USDA. And meanwhile, Duval pointed to AFBF's priorities for the year and the best of times outlook for agriculture being getting serious on immigration, tax, and regulatory reforms, plus providing much relief for farmers. And stressing the need for certainty around the administration's support for renewable fuels, the National Farmers Union recognized the Trump administration's growing positive record in support of renewable fuels. The National Farmers Union calls the support a reaffirmation that renewable fuels are a means to spur economic growth, provide for good-paying jobs, and benefit American family farmers, ranchers, and rural economies. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Several farm groups and organizations sent a letter last week to President Donald Trump talking about infrastructure improvements that the Trump administration keeps hinting at. And the letter suggests that those infrastructure improvements need to especially include rural America. Andrew Walmsley is the Congressional Relations Director at the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says rural America needs definitely to be included in any infrastructure improvement plans.
We've heard a lot of talk from the administration and on the Hill about an infrastructure package, whether it's this year or next year, looking at putting a lot of money and resources into infrastructure projects. While we value that and think there's a need to update, modernize, and repair a lot of our infrastructure projects, the real impetus of this letter was to address and remind folks of the needs in rural America.
Walmsley says the fact that 200 farm groups signing the letter shows the importance of infrastructure improvement in the countryside.
It just shows the importance of the issue to a whole host of different groups out in rural America that see the need for investment into our rural infrastructure. And we saw some stimulus packages over the past couple years, but there wasn't that much that really went to rural infrastructure. So if we're going to go down this path again, it's important for all of us to ring the warning bell that there is a real need in the countryside of America to address these infrastructure concerns.
Walmsley says infrastructure improvements are necessary to keep U.S. farmers competitive globally.
All of our infrastructure, for that matter, is both a sustainability issue as far as making sure our farmers can get a fair price and get their products to market, but also to be able to compete in a world stage where margins matter, and we have been competitive because of our fine infrastructure, and we can't let it lax and fall behind.
200 ag groups want rural infrastructure on the top of the list. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
The big one is back. It's the 51st annual Triumph of Ag Show, Wednesday and Thursday, March 8th and 9th, Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort.
farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars both days with crafts and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 51st Annual Triumph of Ag Show, CenturyLink Center, Omaha, Nebraska. March 8th and 9th, free parking and free admission. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. You know what it is, of course, agriculture. Are we losing the battle on weeds? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We are celebrating a dubious anniversary as we enter the 2017 planting season. In 1957, growers and researchers ran across the first known herbicide-resistant weeds. While they aren't weeds that we fight here, they were a spreading dayflower found in Hawaiian sugarcane and a wild carrot variety found in Ontario, Canada. Both showed resistance to the same herbicide group. In Wallace'sFarmer.com, Clark McGrath wrote that in the 60 years since those first herbicide-resistant weeds were found, scientists have documented about 250 more weeds around the world with resistance to one or more of the 26 known herbicide modes of action. According to the EPA, the U.S. has at least 155 weeds that are resistant to one or more herbicide modes of action. Other estimates say acres with resistant weeds have more than doubled in the country since 2009. Some put us over the 70 million acre mark. Some economists say that herbicide-resistant weeds cost U.S. farmers $2 billion a year, a number, of course, that keeps climbing as the weeds spread across more acres. So that's a look at the big picture, but what about closer to home? According to weedscience.org, Iowa is home to 17 different species of herbicide-tolerant weeds, with the most troublesome probably being water hemp, giant ragweed, and maristail. Not far behind, Palmer amaranth, which is documented in at least 49 counties across the state of Iowa. Mr. McGrath writes that he had a front row seat as an ag retailer to watch water hemp evolve resistance to some herbicides that had been providing great control, and he says it happened quickly, seemingly in a season or two for some. Triazinines and ALS inhibitors were the first victims, but he writes that luckily we had enough tools to get by until Roundup Ready beans launched. He says we're all familiar with what has happened with glyphosate resistance, and luckily we've had some other solid chemistry to help, but that picture is changing quickly. In a project funded by the Iowa Soybean Association over several recent seasons, the ISU weed science team analyzed more than 900 samples of weeds, primarily water hemp, from across the state of Iowa. Some of what they found was not a huge surprise. Essentially all the fields had herbicide-resistant water hemp. More troubling was that a significant amount of the water hemp samples had some level of resistance to five groups of herbicides. Lots of names, lots of group numbers, but the bottom line is we seem to be losing this war against weeds. Clark McGrath of Iowa State University has some tips on how you can minimize your exposure to herbicide-resistant weeds. I'll have those tomorrow. Back after this.
Cattlemen, the 26th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex sale is Sunday, March 12th. If you're looking for a bull that is heavy-muscled and deep-ribbed and also has calving ease and good disposition, this is your sale. Jay will have 44 quality bulls for sale along with 30 top-of-the-line replacement heifers. Again, the sale is Sunday, March 12th at 1 o'clock. You can preview the bulls or heifers anytime leading up to the sale. Give Jay a call at 696-4410. Selling is 44 bulls and 30 replacement heifers. Sunday, March 12th, the 26th annual Boyer Limousine production sale, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
As always, I am grateful to be able to have this time with you, and I appreciate you listening to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 55 black steers neifers weigh 650 pounds. 60 black steers neifers, 775 to 9. 42 black heifers, 7 to 775. 35 black steers neifers weigh 6 to 8. 25 black heifers, 525. 39 black and Charlet Angus steers neifers weigh 6 to 8. 10 black heifers, 700 pounds. 50 black steers, 7 to 8. 36 black steers neifers, 750 to 850. 27 black steers neifers, 650 to 8. 13 black heifers weigh 600 pounds. 13 black steers neifers, 600 to 1,000 pounds. 22 black steers neifers, 6 to 675. And 12 red heifers weigh 650 to 725. Those early consignment listings for today's sale online at Beatrice77.net. Reminding producers of a breeding bull, cow-calf, bred cow sale March 16th for full details at the Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 23 degrees, sunny skies this morning in Marysville. Little above seasonal norms, mostly in the 50s remainder of this week.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Josh Jackson scored 18 points. Frank Mason III added 16 to help number 3 Kansas beat Texas 77-67 on Saturday night. That secured KU's 13th consecutive Big 12 regular season championship outright. Not so pretty for K-State as Oklahoma rolled past the Wildcats Saturday 81-51. That did give Lon Kruger his 600th career win. Kruger became the 33rd coach to win at least 600 Division I games. And Wichita State men's basketball team next taking the court at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Arch Madness March 2nd through the 5th in St. Louis. The Shockers matched Illinois State with a 17-1 conference record to split the league's regular season title. Illinois gets the number one seed in the conference tournament by having an RPI ranking just a few spots ahead of WSU. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting.